Thankful to be here today and
not here.
Not just only just in Emmanuel, but also I'm not in the church. I'm not among those that are living. Amen. They're sleeping in a cold place. That we all not never forget. Never to forget, praise God, that it wasn't you yourself and your goodness that you got up this morning and started on the way. Praise the Lord, it's not your goodness. It was the goodness of God that did this.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And not your wisdom, not your understanding. Praise God that woke you up and got you up this morning. It was, amen, God Almighty who did it. Amen. And now saying that what we need to do is actually really get into the Word of God. I see some changes, amen, some trying to scribe to get the Word, you know, and inject the Word in the book, and it is to be motivated, and this is what I'm trying to do, is to motivate you to study and keep looking into the Word of God and seeing what the Word of God is saying. And that's what it's going to build you. The Word of God is going to build you. It's going to build you up to be what God would have you to be. Amen. All right, we're still talking about cleansing of the Word of God. The cleansing. We just turn the heat up a little bit. The cleansing. There's much that we have already talked about, and there's much that we can, than we can talk about. We talked about quite a bit already, and we can talk about quite a bit more to fulfill this topic.
Yes.
Amen. Because, amen, there's a lot in it that we can be able to get into. But what I want you all to do is look into the punch and the highlights of the things that I'm saying in each lesson. What I said?
Look into the highlights.
In the highlights of what I'm actually really saying. See, if you stick with that, and then that's going to hit, and that's going to help you to grow. It's going to build you up. It's going to make you to be what God will have you to be when you listen to the points and the highlights of what is being said. Amen. And then when you listen to them, then you ask God to help you to be a doer of it.
Yes.
Amen. When you look into it and see that what the points and highlight is, and to see that if you're seeing that it's right, then you help God, ask God to help you to come up to it.
Amen.
Amen. To come up to it and be a doer of that which you have learned. All right, so we talked about a few months ago, many things of the cleansing, many things of a person to be cleansed, a way that a person can be cleansed. We talked about a lot in that, and as I said before, there's much more that we can talk about. Now we talked and went into our sub-scripture, which in Psalms 119 and verse 9. But today we're going to look at today, and there are some points in there that I want you to get out of this today. So you listen quietly and trying to get this into your spirit so that you can be fruits, amen, that is growing to be something that is will be able to help somebody else. Amen. The first scripture that we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26, we are going to go further from that. Now, that's going to be our key scripture for today. It is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. All right, and about to get it, and then we're going to then read. As our church, while we're here, I believe 3 points that I'm going to bring out today, and then that it might help you if you listen, and listen good, get an understanding of these points that I'm going to bring out today. Amen. All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water by the word.
All right, so that he might. Amen. Who is going to do this?
God
is going to do this. That he might, amen, sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word. Amen. Now the first thing that we have to do in order to be cleansed, and then we got to let God, amen, do what he has to do.
Amen.
And what he had to do that he might sanctify
that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
All right, amen. So now there is something that he's gonna have to do. Now let's look at Psalms and then Acts 20 and 28. We're going to bring out something here, and then hoping that you will get it, and you get it in your spirit, and then and be a doer of it, and work towards what it's going to tell us in here. Now, the first thing, you know, that I want you to get, amen, amen, we have been sanctified through him, through the cleansing of his word. Am I right?
Amen.
We have been when?
Sanctified,
not sanctified. Amen. But sanctified, amen, through the cleansing of his word. Amen. Sanctified. Otherwise, we are set aside. We are different from what we were. We're not with the world no more. We are sanctified. We are sanctified folks. Sanctified. Say sanctified.
Sanctified.
We are cleansed. Amen. We got something to offer someone. When I say we got something to do what?
To offer someone.
What is that we're going to offer them?
The
sanctification. Sanctification. We got something to offer them. Amen. The sanctification. What we have gotten. This is what we are going to do. We're going to offer them sanctification. Amen. People see you, amen, and they work with you on your job, or they see you down the street, or see you wherever, praise God. And they see something that is in you that is different from them when they talk to you. They're different from talking to other people. And there's a difference. And they're not just looking at you as you clean, you know, you're clean person. You got a nice dress on, a nice suit on, nice man, you got a nice suit on, you know. Amen. They're not just looking at that. There is something that about you that It is not just the person or what you have on or whatever. It's something that is in you And they seized that. They picked that up and they said, well, I like to be like that person, the way they talk and the way they carry themselves, you know, how they know now and the way they know how to deal with people. People pick this up. This is what we, when we get this sanctification that he's talking about here. Amen. The cleansing of the sanctification. Amen. And by being washed in the blood of Jesus. Sanctification. Praise God. Amen. And people will see something. See that sanctification in you. That realness. You know, some people, you know, they are saying they're sanctified, amen, but they're not real. And now people can be able to observe, amen, whether or not you're real or you're just a fake. Amen. See, so therefore, when you get this, and then you can be able to help somebody to become sanctified. Amen. To inherit this sanctification. All right, now, and the 20 and 28, let's see what it's saying now. So we're going to break it out now. Those points now, I want y'all to get that. That you are sanctified now. You're sanctified now. You got the Holy Ghost. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then now we got to do something else here in this Acts. Let's see what it's saying. Acts 20 and 28. All right, somebody got to read.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves.
Now he's saying here, he's saying, Paul's saying, take heed to thou yourself. Why are you going to take heed to yourself? You know, because you have become where? You have become, came where? You have become sanctified. You know, you're washed. Then you can't help nobody if you don't take heed to yourself.
That's right.
My goodness. You're sanctified, so take heed. Now, in order for you to help me, you got to show me that you are sanctified. So now, amen. And the first thing you got to do, you got to take heed. Otherwise, to know for yourself, amen, that you're sanctified.
Yes.
You're sanctified. Praise God. Otherwise, sanctification is that you're set aside for God. What you done? You're set aside for who?
God.
You're set aside for God. Otherwise, praise God, you're not your own now. You're bought with a price. You can't do what you want to do. You can't say what you want to say. You can't act like you want to act. Amen. In order to help someone else, then you got to change. You can't go around lying and flying. Come on here now. Amen. Making trouble. Come on here now. Amen. And jealous of the different ones. And come on here now. So jealous of this one. So jealous of that one. You can't work with this one. You can't walk with this one. You can't live with this one. Amen. There are certain people you can live with. There are certain people that you can work with. No. You're sanctified.
Right, right.
Amen. You're sanctified through the cleansing of the Word of God. Cleanse. Amen. Praise God. And you ain't supposed to be telling somebody that, amen, amen, what you need is but to sit yourself down. If you don't sit yourself down, I'm going to knock you down. You don't go talking all that kind of stuff. If you have been in, and a person that talked all that kind of stuff because you jealous of someone and because you want to make trouble with someone, and then you want to come up here and be talking about singing to me, telling me that amen. I'm so glad that Jesus lived to be there. How he lifted you and then you still making trouble. I've said it before and I'm saying it again, because if anybody in here making into trouble, and I know who you are, Amen. And you're going to start a fight in hell, then you're going to start a fight in hell. I'm going to put you out of church. And you better go, y'all better go tell them folks, tell them people, amen. Because I never have no jealousiness in here. I'm preaching against jealousiness. I'm preaching against fighting. And I mean what I'm saying. I'm going to put you out so now you that's sitting here and you hearing what I'm saying. Now, no, you know what is going to go if somebody come in here and start, if one of your people in that you don't call them your friend and your sister and your brother, they're going to be talking about, you know, they're going to be fighting and they're going to make a fight on somebody that I'm going to send them down and put them out of here. And then so don't come telling me nothing, because I'm telling you now, you know about it. And what was written, what was done in the Old Testament, it was written for us to know, be warned about what is going to be happening in the New Testament. What did I say? That's right. That's right. Praise God. So what I'm saying that when I tell y'all something, then you all need to listen and pay attention to what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. Because see, you got people that devil again. You just don't know the devil. Y'all read about the devil, but you don't know. But the devil got all kind of tricks to try to make folks, you know, amen, do a whole lot of old nasty things. But all those nasty things that they're doing, and old tricks that they're trying to put on, they're not showing that they are saved, that they are sanctified, they have been sanctified, they have been washed. Yeah. Y'all looking for true people. Right. Amen. Praise God. And ain't nobody here got no more power than nobody else in here. But God gave it. He said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Elder Hines ain't got it. Sister Smith ain't got it. Come on here now. Mother Lily ain't got it. Brother Jones ain't got it. Ain't nobody in here got no power than nobody else in here. I ain't got no more power than everybody else. He said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. So now we need to get up off it, praise God, and quit trying to be like the devil, be like the world, because God ain't looking for nobody. He wants us to be saved and sanctified, not sanctified. He come to cleanse us. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about here. All right. So he said in that verse 20 to 28, what it said? Read it again, daughter.
Take heed to yourself.
Not nobody else. You take heed to yourself. You look at yourself. You look at the position. You look at where you act at. You look at what you act, how you act, and what you're trying to do, what you're trying to carry on. Amen. And trying to fight someone by tricks and all that kind of stuff. You got to take heed to yourself. Now, listen to the word. Now, amen. In order for you to be a true saint of God, a true person of God, a true sister of God, a true man of God, then you got to take heed to yourself. And this is not only just you, all the flock, that means all the people, all the saints. Read that again now.
Therefore unto yourselves,
mm-hmm,
and to all the flock.
Amen. Otherwise, I'm noticing to all of the flock, all of the saints in the church. Now, when they say flock, that means the saints in the church.
Yeah.
I need to take heed to first, take heed to myself, and to then to all of the flock of the church. Amen. Notice them. Praise God. Amen. We need to learn to study one another. Amen. Don't be putting nobody up, amen, and you know they not where y'all not shouldn't be put up. Take heed to all of the flock, to yourself, and to all of the flock. You take heed. You watch and see. Watch, amen. We're supposed to be, when I said a few weeks ago, we're supposed to be keepers. Say where? I'm a brother keeper. I'm a who brother? Who?
Brother keeper.
our brother's keeper. We're supposed to be our brother. So we need to, we're supposed to have our eye up on the flock.
Yeah.
Amen. Whether they doing good or whether they doing bad, we're supposed to watch them. If they doing bad, they ain't doing right, and then we're supposed to tell them. If they doing good, and then we ought to praise them. But don't praise them, great God, Junior, just for the good things, and then and all the bad things they been doing on, you know, on the couple things. You know, that way some folks do, you see. Amen. The good thing, they'll praise them, and then all those bad things, they don't even bother with that. With that same person doing all kind of bad things, but they want to put that person on the top of, on the mountain. Come on. But you can't do that. Amen. So we need to take heed to ourselves. First, to ourselves. Amen. Make sure ourselves is right. Make sure ourselves is doing, amen, that what is good. Amen. Make sure in ourselves, amen, that nobody can spot our life. Take heed to yourself. And then unto the also to the flock. Now read that.
Over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer.
Now, amen. Now, when you take heed to yourself, and then the Holy Ghost take control. What did I say?
The Holy Ghost
comes in and take control. You are a Christ that is in you. That's what the Holy Ghost helps is Christ, and then when it's in you, the hope of glory.
Man.
The Holy Ghost is Christ as well. Is within you the hope of glory. All right. So now, when you take heed to yourself, then the Holy Ghost kicks in. The Holy Ghost kicks in, praise God. And then it makes you, praise God, when? What that scripture said? It makes you what?
Overseer.
It makes you what?
Overseer.
All of y'all say it.
Overseer.
The Holy Ghost make you?
Overseer.
Make you overseer. The Holy Ghost. Now, amen. Make you overseer. Now, a person cannot be a overseer unless, amen, he has been empowered of being an overseer. That's the third thing I want to just get into your spirit. A person cannot do that unless, amen, an overseer empower you. Amen. When you come into church and you got the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost lives in you. I got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives in me. Amen. So the Holy Ghost empowered me to be my man and overseer. Amen. Praise God. And the overseer is just the teacher. Now let's see what other part that I'm going to say. The overseer is not just put you in that in the place of being an overseer and don't follow you up. But the overseer is the teacher and make you to know what all the office of overseer and what it means. And I wish all the overseer, overseer was in here today, because see, they need to know this. And that's what I'm talking about, because see, that's the reason why they say when they're not here, they need to buy a tape where they can listen to what the tape's saying. Or they're missing out on a whole lot of things. When the Holy Ghost in me empower you to be an overseer. What did I just say? When the Holy Ghost empower me to make you. y'all about to stop mumbling. You better say it and amen and know what you're talking about. Amen. When the Holy Ghost in me, praise God, empower me to make you an overseer. So you're not just overseer, being a name, just saying a name. Now a person that has an office, president of office, and they go right on down the deacon board, all these people, they're overseers. Amen. It may not be a top overseer, but there are certain qualifications.
Right.
but you still is an overseer. Then when you get this office, and then you need to do what the Bible says about it. You need to be really ignorant. Eyes is open all the time. You need to watch the one who put you into that and know even what they say and how they carry out that office. Amen. Because you don't come just sit down and just say, well, I'm overseer or I'm an assistant pastor. That is something that you got to do. Now watch this here now. What that scripture saying? Read now.
Over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer.
And made you overseer.
To feed the church of God.
Now what they do? What to sit down and look at everybody? To get mad with Sister Wilson because Sister Wilson is doing a little bit more than you're doing. She know a little bit more than you're doing. She can hold the scripture more better than John can hold it. Come on here now. Amen. But he said to feed when?
To feed the church.
So in order to feed the church, you got to have something to feed the church with. Amen. Not just have a scripture, but you got to have something. You got to have wisdom. You got to have knowledge. You got to have understanding. You got to be washed yourself. You got to be cleansed yourself in order to feed the church. So what the people see of you, and then that's what they're gonna do. Like we have now most of the churches today. The pastor let the wife wear pants, or let the wife put all the earrings on, and put all that stuff on, and put all of, for this. The church cannot be cleansed because what they see mama and daddy do, they gonna do it too. So it is in my power, it is to feed the church of God.
Feed the church which has had purchased with his own blood.
Now, I didn't purchase it. I didn't purchase it, but the man that is in me, which is the Holy Ghost, in me, praise God, amen, he purchased the church. Amen. He purchased all of y'all. How did he purchase all of y'all? With his blood, when he died on the cross. He purchased you with his life. He gave him a whole life that you and I might have a right unto the tree of life. So for this, amen, he purchased us, amen. And we sang the song that Jesus paid it all. And all to him we owe. And we changed that, amen, saying we just sang this here. I owe all that I owe because he paid the price for me. Yeah. Amen. See, so what I want to bring out there, we have a duty to perform, and that is that we have been made, amen, through the cleansing, and amen, and through the cleansing and the salvation of his word, praise God, by being washed in his blood. And then now we have something that we got to do now. It is to feed the church of God. Say, well, all of us who have been made when? Who have been made an overseer. Amen. You being made overseer, then you can't. Somebody say, well, if I can't do what I want to do, and I don't want to be doing it, so now if you got that spirit in there, you need to give it up. I know that what they're saying about me here in the church in here. I know I'm here. If he put me in that office, and I can't do what I want to do. No, you're not. An overseer have to have somebody to empower them. And then someone empower them, and then they have to work with the one who empowered them. Amen. Not you do what you want to do, how you want to do it. Amen. Because the Bible said, together we stand, and divided we fall. So now, if we say we are apostolic and Jesus on the people, and then we all need to walk as that, and walk in love. We ain't going to go around fighting one another, jealous of one another. We got so much of jealousness in this church that I just can't stand it. I said on the other day, I think I need to get away from for a few days. But I'm just sick of this jealousness. I'm sick of the people here in this church with all this jealousness. Amen. You start something, when you start something, then you'll do some good today and tomorrow, and then you quit. Get you going and doing one thing today, and it put me in the mind, I just got the goat spirit. Just booking. But we need to notice that what the scripture is saying, praise God, amen, that we are in this Acts, praise God, amen. We are overseers. We have a job to do. And he had made up overseers to do what? Not to just to sit down, but to do what?
To feed the church of God.
We all have a job to do. If you're president of the brotherhood, then you ought to have some words in you to do what?
Feed the church of God.
To feed the church of God. Amen. Not telling something that you ain't doing. Amen. If you assistant pastor, amen, then you got a job to do, they just feeding the church of God. Amen. If you're president of young people, you got a job to do, and they're feeding the church of God. Because you're overseer. How many presidents I got here? All right. Amen. Amen. How many mothers we got in the church? Amen. All right. Got how many? We got four mothers out there. So you got four mothers in the church, and four mothers supposed to be overseeing the mothers in the church, the whole church, because the mother is to be the mother over the whole church, overseer the whole church. Amen. It is to keep the church right. That's what mothers supposed to be, keep the children straight. Come, tell them when they're right and when they're wrong. Amen. Call them down. Call them down. Tell them, amen, that you better straighten up and fly right. Amen. What are you doing? I'm feeding the church of God. I'm telling them what the Bible said. That's what the Bible said. You don't got to go tell them what you want to tell them and want to go to them, amen, harsh and all that kind of stuff, praise God. But your job it is, amen, to feed the church of God. The Holy Ghost has made you a man, an overseer. Now the world out there look at this in a different way because see they don't have the eye that I have, the eyesight I have of the Scripture. People think that God got to come down to make you overseer. No, God don't have to come down to make you an overseer. He made me an overseer that I can, and give me the power, amen, to empower someone else to be overseer. See, that's what they can't get. That's what they, because they ain't got nothing anyway out there. The folks over there and Joe Blow Church over there, they ain't got anything. Some of them ain't saved and they got no Holy Ghost anyway. So, because the Bible said the Holy Ghost is a wind, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is the wind, it is the teacher. Amen. He's the teacher. Praise God. So now if the man standing up here telling you about, amen, he went to the college and he went to, amen, went to the Bible institution and all that kind of stuff. Amen. And he ain't got no Holy Ghost, he ain't got nothing to tell you. Don't care how many Bible schools he went to and how many times he read the Bible. Because he's saying here, the Holy Ghost, amen, made me win to be win. I ain't so wrong. Y'all can talk to me. Talk to me. Amen. I don't care how many synagogue and how much of Bible training they got and how much they been taught. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, then they got nothing to teach you. Because the Holy Ghost is the teacher. And the Holy Ghost has the insight. Say insight.
Inside.
Now, otherwise, they could see it was in you. So it helped the insight, and he said, and he could tell you that that insight would tell you what to tell Amen, Sister Love. Insight. And see, I know y'all get mad because see, y'all don't understand. That's been why the Bible, Amen, got me healed. That's why you got me healed. Amen. And I might be the teacher because you don't know yourself. You can't get it yourself. You can't calculate what the Word of God said. Praise God. Even though you got the Holy Ghost, you can't get it. Because the Holy Ghost has to make me step over you in order for me to be your teacher.
Amen.
Yeah, I know that's right. Okay, now see, so he said the Holy Ghost that made you, amen, may you be what?
Overseer. Church of God.
Amen. To feed the church of God. Amen. Otherwise, give them what they need. Amen. What are they really wanting now? You don't just give the children what, amen, they want. I know you don't give your children just what they want. They tell you, the mama, I don't want that. I don't want that. Every time you bring something to them, they say, I don't want that. I don't want that. You fix it for them, they won't eat it. Then you tell me. Amen, that you is going to fix them something else, or you're going to throw it in the garbage can after you don't fix the food for that child, and because that child said they don't want it. You're going to eat that or don't eat nothing.
My dog,
I put the food down there for that dog, that food, and if he don't eat that food, he going to eat it before he go to sleep tonight. You know, that's all the child said he don't want it, and you don't fix the food. You give the child what they want. That ain't going to help that child. You got to give them what they need. Tell them, you're going to eat this. You're going to eat this. This is what you need, and I'm giving you what you need. Amen. And some things I've been preaching here for the last few months, amen, some of you all didn't want to hear. And some of you said it for me. And some of you said, amen, I don't know why he talking and why he keeps saying all of that. Amen. I ain't paying no attention because, amen, it is what you need. I'm not giving you nothing for what you want. Because the Word of God didn't tell me, it told me to feed them the church of God. To feed you. Well, I give you what you need, not what you want. Everybody wants some sugar. But sugar ain't what you need. Now, we found out today sugar will mess your body up. That was in Jamaica. They don't give you a lot of sugar over there on that fish water. He didn't believe all that sugar business. Fish water. Even though he put that bill of tea down there and tell you to drink that. And that stuff is just not going to take the top off your head. Yeah. Every morning, praise God, you're going to have to drink you a cup of that bill of tea. Because he didn't believe in no sugar. You live more longer when you go by what you need than going by what you want. All right? Praise God. So now, if you're over, what I'm trying to get into your spirit, if you're overseer, then you got a job and a duty to perform. You can't look at folks and look at their expression of their face and what have you, telling you that I don't want that. I don't want you to tell me that. I don't want you up there. Sit yourself down. Amen. You better sit yourself down and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to hear you. I'm tired of hearing you. You don't need to look at nobody's expression and their action. When they're telling you this, you need to keep that, and it makes you all to get up more. Why are you going to get up more? Because the Holy Ghost did what? Made you overseer. God knows this is right. Right. And now, when you fold up and quit and throw your hands up in there and sit down and looking at the ceiling and won't move and won't do anything, I made all of the elders in the church in here overseer. I said here in the church in here, I said it here in the church. Now, If one is, see, the Word of God talks and does the talking. I don't have to do it. The Word of God does the talking. The only thing we got to do is get the understanding of what the Word of God actually is saying. Huh? So now you shouldn't want the church to die. It is because Brother Jones is not here. If you are here and then he's not here, and then in his time to oversee his office, then it's your job and your duty is to fill in the gap. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to get in there and do it all, because I don't want to do it all. If I wanted to do it all, then I would have did it from the get-go. To make you overseer. Now, if you're overseer, then and you got the Holy Ghost, and then you're on the function in the spirit of having the Holy Ghost leading you and guiding you and telling you what you must do. Now, what I'm saying to God's saints, I'm saying we need to stop our foolishness. Get our mind on what we're doing. If we're going to live for God and we're going to be stewards for God, and then we need to be stewards for God and stop so much of foolishness. I wish everybody were here today. That means sometimes I just want to stop the other Sunday school. Amen. I just want to stop it. Amen. Because I want everybody to be in here and hear what I'm saying. Because they ain't going to buy no tape. You ain't buy no tape, so you don't know what I'm saying today. The folk downstairs don't know what I'm saying. And otherwise, what you're saying, Bishop, that one side of the church getting it, and the other side ain't getting nothing. Amen. So we got a one-sided thing. They're not banners. And I know some of them get mad. If I stop that Sunday school, from downstairs and get everybody up, and they're gonna get mad. Everybody's gonna get furious. Amen. But folks need to know what the Word of God says. Don't know what the Word of God says. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, together we stand. All that out, we get it. We ought to get an understanding of what the Word of God says. Praise God. We need to clean up ourselves. Amen. Clean up ourselves and don't be so jealous, you see. Amen. Now I'm talking about the jealousy today. Folks downstairs, now they're not getting it. And some of them, the devil get in them and put all the jealousness in them. Praise God. Then we got us one-sided. Because Brother John know a little bit more. He getting a little bit more than they getting downstairs down there. Y'all see what I'm trying to say? Amen. So he can explain, amen, the Word of God down there. It is because they're not in you. Don't need you getting mad with me. I'm doing what the Holy Ghost said. I'm here to feed the church of God. I don't care what y'all say. Tell you what the Word said. And we need to stop so much confusion. Amen. Sister Smith is not here. Then, amen. She overseeing over the young people department. Then she on. Then somebody else ought to get in, fill in the gap. Without the Word I said a few days ago, praise God. Amen. Stand at the back. That Word I was talking about. At the back. Amen. Come up to the back. That to the plate, that's right. Come on over to the plate. Praise God. And do what you're supposed to be doing. Don't be telling me you know, because you don't know. Because if you did know, then I wouldn't have to be talking all this stuff here. Because the Holy Ghost will lead me another way. Don't y'all believe that the Holy Ghost is leading me?
Yes, sir.
So if the Holy Ghost is leading me, and then therefore, praise God, and then you all need to do what the Holy Ghost is leading me to tell y'all. The Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Now read, now daughter, that's good.
To feed the leave the church of God.
Not just sitting and like a boom from the Lord, not get mad and sit down and then talk to everybody else and get everybody else all wind all up and everything because somebody else is doing more than you're doing. And if they don't want to see the church down, don't want to see the church die, then you're going to sit down, amen, and then keep them from doing what it's supposed to doing. Amen. I hear Sister Smith says she's going to go out on Saturday and go to hospitals, come a lesson home, and talking to people and praying with people. Really God. And she asking, amen, somebody in the church to go with her. Call her. Say, I would like to go with you. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. And don't need you getting all mad and getting all stinking because she's trying to help, trying to build the church and trying to do what God's want her to do. Amen. And then you're going to come here on Sunday and come here every night on church night tomorrow. I got a mind to do right. I got a mind to live right. I got a mind to live right. Every day. You just lying. Don't kill somebody else's mind now. You're talking about what you got a mind to do. When someone wanna go and wants to do what the Bible said, then we're supposed to be helpers, get behind them, help push them, and help them to do it. It's nice to go out, amen. But still, y'all want to go out. They want to be going to all these schools and going all down to New York and all the places and doing all these things, other than giving some the time to help somebody to come to Christ, to get this truth that we're teaching, that you're learning here. I wouldn't want to just be the only one just getting all that good stuff, all the gravy in the Word of God and learning everything, and then I'm seeing all the folks out there, amen, really need it too. I would want to try to share what I'm trying to say, share what I'm getting. How you gonna share, amen, Sister Brown? What did I say? Amen. I wouldn't want, amen, to just come in here and just get everything myself. Amen. And don't share it with somebody else. I wouldn't feel right. Now, how are you going to share it? Calling us a Smith. Amen. And learn and get it in your spirit. Get it in your spirit. Amen. Once you get it in your spirit, then you can go on and by yourself. Get your group and go. Once you get into your spirit. Oh, God bless you. I said a few days ago, I take brethren with me, and a lot of time I let them speak and let them, amen, talk on the Word of God. Amen. Not make them preach out of them, but I let them don't talk on the Word of God. Once I see that they is in it, and they really being attached to what the Word of God is saying, and I want to try to help them to go. They may be my driver, they may be with me, but I try to push them if they want to be pushed. Amen. And the men that drove me and went with me, and now the Lord is using them. Amen. They learn how to do things for me. And now the Lord is using them. But you got to start somewhere or another in order for the Lord to use you. Otherwise, what Bishop saying? In order to be a leader, then you got to be a follower. You're willing to follow. Now, all right, is another verse of that, daughter? That's all to that?
Which he has purchased with his own blood.
That he purchased the church with his own blood. And I didn't purchase this church, I said, you didn't purchase this church. Amen. You didn't purchase this church. No, Christ died for all of us that we may have right unto the tree of life. All right? And Christ purchased it with his own blood. Read now.
For I know this. But after my departing, you shall grieve. Wolves enter.
And Paul is saying after his departing, amen, grievous wolf is going to show up. Read. Yeah.
For I know this.
That
after my departing, shall grievous wolves.
Now, grievous wolves. Now, the preachers, amen, are going to come who ain't been taught what y'all been taught. Amen. They're going to come. They're going to come. And what are they going to do?
Enter in among you.
And they're going to enter in among you.
Not sparing the flock.
They ain't going to spare the flock. They're going to tear down everything. Amen. That's why we got to stick with what we're being taught here. What I'm trying to tell y'all. You got to stick with it. All right, that First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. I don't have no... We have to get to the classes, and then my time is going, is up. So I have to give y'all what I can give you. But I want y'all to get y'all, but my job is to make you to understand what I'm trying to tell you today. Amen. You all have the what? You have the job to do. Amen. The Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Now you said, well, the Holy Ghost does speak to me. Bishop Hodges made me overseer. No, I didn't make you overseer. The Holy Ghost is in me, because Christ is in me. He one that speaks for me. What I said? Christ in me speaks for me. I speak for the Holy Ghost. So it is the Holy Ghost that did what? He made you overseer. And it ain't no Bishop Hodges, so y'all get off of that talking about what Bishop Hodges did. Amen. The Holy Ghost in me, which is the Holy Spirit, which Christ has in me, made me overseer to make you overseer. Mm-hmm. Now, all right. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28.
And God has set some in the church.
Now God has set some in the church.
First apostles.
Some apostles.
Second prophet.
All of these is overseer.
Thirdly, teachers. After that miracle. Then gifts of healing. Health.
Government.
Divers of tongues.
All of these is overseer. They overseer. Otherwise, amen, they kept them. They pushed these offices. They over them. They work them. Work the office. They carry them out. Nobody have to get off on one another office. You have enough for you to do your own. Work your own office. Amen. God put all of these peoples in the church to do what? To perfect the church. To bring the church up. To make the church. Now he named one time a liar in his office. Y'all seen that in there? Huh?
Somebody say yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hear you. He didn't name no hypocrite. He didn't name no joker in there. No joker. What? He didn't name none of them in there. Now, let's read it again, daughter.
And God has set some in the church.
He set some in the church.
First apostles. Secondly, prophets.
The prophets.
Thirdly, teachers.
After
that miracle. Then
gifts of healing.
Helps.
Governments.
Diversity of tongues.
He put all of these in the church to do what? To perfect the church. Amen. Praise God. And everybody's supposed to be in their several place. and doing what they're supposed to be doing. And not just come in sitting up there out there bumping the law and all that mad with the whole world because something ain't going right in your home. And you ain't sleep last night. So you can bring it to church and sit up here like a bump on the law. Raise hell. Keep something going. But he set these in the church to perfect the church. To make the church. Everybody, amen, to do what they're supposed to be doing. Amen. I know there's some good stuff here. Because my dog holler all night on the night and kept me woke all night long. He just hollering and barking all night long. Praise God. And I ain't bringing here to the church in here today. I need to put it on you. My burdens, come on here now. You had burdens in your house and husband didn't do right. Come on here, wife didn't do right. Come on, you don't need to bring it to him. They come here and do what the Lord told you to do. He made you overseer. So if he made you overseer, then you need to do the work of an overseer. Go out, amen, into highways and hedges and prepare the people to come. Amen. Don't take no no for a yes. Well, Saturday is my off day. Well, I got a lot of things to do on Saturday. Well, you, amen. On Saturday, that don't mean that you can't give God, amen, a couple hours, just an hour, a few hours on the Saturday, amen, give it to the Lord, because you can't give it to him during the week because you're working. That's how we ain't not getting that thing from God because we ain't doing what he want us to do. Now, he made us, amen, and he put all these things, he people in the church. Another verse of that, 8:29.
Are all apostles.
Amen. You look at look what the scripture is saying. Now, everybody can't be, that's what he's saying here. Are all apostles.
Are all prophets?
Uh-huh, read.
Are all teachers.
Everybody can't be teachers.
Are all workers of miracles?
Oh, everybody can't work no miracles.
Have all the gifts of healing?
Did somebody have all the gift of healing? No, come on.
Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
You the best gift you have, the gift you have, you cover that. Don't try to come in my territory. Don't try to do what I do. Some people want to steal everything everybody else doing, want to find out everything everybody doing, how they do it, and so they can do it. But you stay in your field. And then you stay in your field, then God's gonna bless you. Now there's some more in there that I can't be able to give it all to you. Now 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16. Amen. All of this is that we're still in the lesson deals, amen, cleansing of the word of God. Now, and all the way that we can clean, the first thing we got to do, we have to be sanctified. Amen. We have to be made sanctified. We have to, in order to be cleansed, cleansing of the word, we got to be sanctified. Amen. The next thing, and then we got to be cleansed, sanctified, and cleansed. Amen. You cannot, amen, be sanctified if you ain't clean. You got to be where?
Cleansed.
You got to be cleansed. Amen. Cleansed. And I'm not talking about going in your shower. Okay. Going in your shower or taking your bath in your bathtub, that ain't going to cleanse. That's going to just cleanse outside. But you need, he talking about here, we got to be cleansed on the inside. Inside.
All right, amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Let's see what it's saying.
I want to move it over out of here. Right now, I got to get out of here.
Take heed unto thyself.
Now, amen. Watch yourself.
And unto the doctrine.
Amen. Watch yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Watch yourself. And then unto the doctrine. The doctrine. Amen. The word of God. Take heed to it. This church, your church, is not going to be nothing until you learn to do what the word of God says. And I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about, we are the church. That's right. Your church, I say your church, is not going to be nothing until you learn to do what the word of God says. Get out of, listen to the negative folks. You don't need to listen to them. Amen. We got some negative people here in the church here, and they got the front seat, but they're just as negative as that they can get. They need to be on the back seat. They ain't fooling me. I just let you keep on going on until you break your neck. If you don't break your neck, you keep on going on like you're going. You're going to break your neck. You're going to break your neck. Praise God. Otherwise, you're going to show yourself up. I don't have to show you up. You yourself will show your own self up. Sometimes I know a lot of things. I don't say nothing, but I just keep on letting you go and keep on doing till you break your neck. The thief go down there and rob the bank, and he know, he should know that he ain't going to get away with it. You may get away with it for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but it's going to catch up with him. They're going to get him. You do wrong and think you're getting by because I ain't saying nothing. Come on here now. Because I ain't saying nothing because I'm the one that's supposed to be watching over your soul. That's what it said. Watch me over your soul. So now, if I don't say nothing, praise God. Amen. You thinking that you're getting by, but you ain't getting by. All right, now watch it now. You're just like the police out there. You see you run a light. Amen. When I see nothing, may not pull you over today, but tomorrow you go by there and do the same thing tomorrow. He going to get you. Mm-hmm. I know that right. Mm-hmm. Now watch this now.
Take heed unto thyself.
Now take heed to yourself. Look at yourself. Watch yourself.
And unto the doctrine.
And unto the doctrine. Because you are cleansed now. You are cleansed. Amen. You have salvation now. You've been washed. Now what you got to do with this now, it is to take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, which is the word of God. Look into the word of God. See where you stand and where you need to come up to. Stop looking at Quentin, listen at Sally, and listen at John, and listen at Sue. Take heed to yourself. Straighten up. All right, read now.
Continue in them.
And then continue in them.
For in doing this.
And for doing this now.
Thou shalt both save thyself.
You both are going to save yourself.
And them that hear thee.
And you're going to help yourself. And you're going to help them that hear you. When you do what? When you take heed to yourself, look what you're doing to yourself. Say, look what I'm doing to myself. Take heed to yourself. Oh, there's some good teachers. Oh, Lord, help us. Ooh, Jesus. Take heed. Look where you at it. Where you set up, listen to what Joe Blow said. Get on the telephone talking and Joe Blow ain't saying nothing about what the word of God said. He's talking about gossiping about somebody else. Take heed to yourself. Read it now. Yeah. All right. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Yeah, that's good. Amen. Take heed to yourself that you might be able to help somebody, help yourself and help somebody else. You can't help nobody else. You, amen, doing everything everybody else doing. I said on a few days ago, praise God, now we need to take heed to ourselves, amen, and put some stop to these fools coming to him, amen, wearing pants and coming all over the platform. Come on here now. Amen. Praise God. Because we're supposed to be, the Bible says we are different. We are people, amen, of God. We are
are not supposed to, amen, we're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Amen, we are procure people. Say what? Now if we procure people, then they're therefore now, amen, people come here, they ought to see that we are different from them. And if you can let them come up here and up on the platform here with pants all on, and come on here now, and sitting all out there with pants all on, come on here now, amen, they got no kind of discipline. They ain't teaching them discipline. Come on here now, we just like the other folks. Yeah, I said it, and I said it again. I want y'all to put a sign up there. Nobody put that sign up there. Y'all been watching. Amen. Praise God. Now, put that sign up there. You don't need to tell nobody these things, amen, when they come in here, and then you ain't got no doing it because they can't get you. Amen. Praise God. So, but if you got the sign up there, praise God, and if I have to go to court, the court will be with me because I got the sign. I had to sign up the door up there. And they're going to tell that person that they should have read the sign. Right. Notice that. People said, they invite me to come to the church and then they embarrass me. And they'll use that to try to take you to court. And the folks come to the church in here, amen. You're going to have a place for them to sit right there. Sit right there. They ain't got no business sitting up here with no pants on or no phone up here. Amen. Them rows right there, the first row from that camel stand, the saints supposed to sit in there on both sides. Back in the other seats right there, and sit them folks back there. You come in here with some family, yeah, they can come in here, but they have some place to sit. If you let them come up, them seats up there, they gonna, before you know it, they're going to be jumped up here. I'm going to have something to say. And they all ain't going to like it. Amen. What I got to do, I got to feed the church of God. Amen. Got to tell you the truth. Amen. When you got all the folks coming to church in here, then I got to tell them. Amen. Because we supposed to be different folks. We ain't supposed to be like them folks out there. And I'm not ashamed, and I don't feel bad either. God knows I don't feel bad. No. Amen. That's the rules and the law of the church. And we ought to have some governor about what we're doing here. Amen. Not everybody come here doing what they want to do. Amen. That's good for my family, everybody. Anybody come in here with some pants on, they don't come this way. And I don't care. I just don't care. Amen. So they can come here and do what they want to do, but they're not going to come here and control. Amen. We're going to have some rules and some law, and we're going to have to abide by it. Everybody abide by it. Now, watch this scripture. Now, watch this verse. I'm moving on. Amen. What I said, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19.
But the precious blood of Christ.
As a lamb.
Without blemish.
And without a spot. Amen. The precious blood of Jesus. Amen. It's come to cleanse us. It's come to make up what God would have us to be. Amen. This is God's church. Amen. This ain't not the movie theater. The church of God. It is, amen, the church, amen, that Jesus had did what? Come on, y'all talk to me. That Jesus had purchased with his own blood. Amen. So the theater did not purchase, amen, God's church. So they can go in the theater like they want to go, undressed, noon, anyway. But this is the church of God. If I'm wrong, y'all gonna talk to me. Because I'm getting crazy. I know somebody's gonna call me crazy too. That man is crazy. That's what that leader said down there in Florida. And now that, amen, that man is crazy. I ain't going back there no more. But she came back though. And see, that whole time I was there, they go, I preached the hell out of her. And she was hollering and screaming and going. She had the wrong spirit. See that one? Amen. I got a job to do. I ain't scared to tell you about this word. So Jesus purchased his church. His church. That's what it's saying here. Jesus purchased his church with his own blood. Bishop Hardy didn't do it. Amen. Sister Smith didn't do it. Brother Jones didn't do it. Sister Jones didn't do it. Sister Nasa didn't do it. Amen. This is the church of Jesus Christ who purchased with his own blood. Read now.
Well, it was foreordained.
Amen. Who will bear it? Amen. Was ordained.
Before the foundation.
He was ordained before the foundation
of the world.
He was ordained. Praise God. He was a what? Amen. What I said from the beginning. Amen. He was what put over the church. Overseer. That's it. He was put over the church and overseer. Before the wind, before the foundation of the world. All right, now read it now, dog. Yeah, I like this hymn.
What was manifested in these times.
But he was manifested in these times.
Last time. For you.
Amen. He was manifested. He came. He showed himself. Amen. In these last times for you. Amen. He purchased. And then now he put up and he made us overseer over the church now. Listen to me, church. He died and shed his blood for the church, for you and I. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, after he did this, now, amen, he put us here that we are the watchmen over the church. We were supposed to be overseer over the church. And we ain't supposed to let anything go. We ain't supposed to let the world spirit come in here. And the world do what it want to do. And the world say what it want to say. And act like it want to act in here. Because we oversee it. We're supposed to stand in the gap. Don't care what Joe Blow now do down to all the churches and around the corner and over there. And amen. And we ain't got nothing to do with that. We are concerned about here. Now watch this in that.
Who by him believe in God that raised him up from the dead.
He raised him up from the dead
and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God.
Your faith and hope might be where?
In God.
Alright. Chapter 5 and verse 2 in that same book. Now, I'm trying to move on now because our folks been out there. Amen. 1 o'clock. Amen.
Feed the flock of God.
No. Now, see what it said. His church, God have purchased. Hey, say God have purchased. Say God have purchased. Say God have purchased.
Amen.
We are to feed the church that God have purchased. Amen. Amen. Not what we purchased,
but what God has purchased. Amen. Feed the church. Amen. Otherwise, break up. Stand in the gap. Tell men and women, amen, what God, amen, don't want and what he want. Whether they like it or not, feed the church of God. Okay, come on, Boo, talk to me here.
Feed the flock of God.
If you're the flock of God, I don't care what church you come from, what place, where you came from. When you come in here, you're the flock. If you need to be fed, then amen, the flock, and amen, of God. We need to tell them what God said. God has made you overseer. So then, if he made you overseer, then you need to not just come in here, just sitting here looking up at the wall. Come on here now. Sometimes, amen, you're with the service, and sometimes you're not with it, and sometimes down, sometimes up, and sometimes down. No, you ain't supposed to be there. You're supposed to be on the guard all the time, Sister John. Praise God. Feeding the church of God. If I'm talking right, tell me I'm talking right. Now watch this here now.
Feed the flock of God.
Feed the flock of God.
Which is among you.
Amen. Now we don't have to go out there and vulnerable, but the folks that are in here, we need to feed these folks in here, because they need, we got a whole lot of folks that need to be fed. Amen. The upper folks and the down folks and all of them need to be fed. Need to tell them. But thus said the Lord. Now watch this now.
Taking the oversight thereof.
All right, taking the oversight thereof.
Not by constraint.
Not by strain.
But willingly. Not for filthy lucre.
Don't feed them. Don't tell them the word of God for money.
But of real mind. But of ready mind.
All right, I'm moving on. So that's all in there that you need to know. Amen. Second Peter 1:7. I want to get all the scriptures here. Next week, I'm going to be going somewhere else. Amen. I'm still talking about, amen, the cleansing of God's word.
And to godliness. Brotherly kindness.
Amen. We can feed the church, amen, with godliness and with brethren kindness. Amen. You don't do it no any kind of way. We don't just go and talk to people harsh and throw our authority and all that kind of stuff. No, you don't do it. Well, you got to do it, amen, like the scripture said, with brotherly kindness. Now, amen. Knowing how to talk to folks and how to get up to people and get folks in your bosom. Come on here now, that you can be able to use them. And, amen. As the tools. Come on here now. Now read now, daughter.
And to godliness.
Brotherly kindness.
And to brotherly kindness. Charity.
All right, charity. Amen. Be willing to give. Come on here, give. Amen. And some folks come out there, they are God's servant, and we don't know how to give. We don't know how to give, and don't know how to help nobody. Come on, I'm an overseer. You're overseer, and they don't know how to help nobody. Don't know how to share with nobody. You have certain people you want to share with. You want to help them, and then other folks, you don't care nothing about them. Try to treat them like a dog. You don't treat folks like a dog. You be nice to people. You never know when you're going to need them people. One more verse of that. Amen. First Peter 1:7. Ready?
For if these things be in you.
Now, if these things be in you.
And abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren.
Uh-huh.
Nor unfruitful.
You're not going to be unfruitful.
And the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. Amen. Let's look at, amen, 1 John 19. I put the T there, but I didn't finish it off. I know. Read that. Let's see. I didn't know. I'm closing the book anyway. Huh?
You gave us a 1 John 3:9.
Now, I'm talking about this here now, daughter. 1
Timothy.
I'm talking about 1 Timothy 3:18. Yeah, thank you.
There's no
18.
It stops at 16.
All right, let's see what the 16 says.
And without controversy.
All right, and without controversy.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
God was manifested in the flesh.
Now God was when?
Manifested in the flesh.
All what we're doing here in Emmanuel, amen, it is God that manifested in the flesh.
Justified in the spirit.
And he justified in the spirit.
Seen of angels.
He was seen of angels.
Without the Gentiles.
And he did the work. He did the work. I'm trying to show you. God did the work. And because he was overseer.
Because he was
He was put in as being an overseer. Now, if you're overseer, then you have a work before you to do, and not just sit down and not just looking at the wall, not being sometimes with it and sometimes not with it. But what did I say?
Not being sometimes with it and sometimes not with it.
You got a full-time job. This ain't just a sometime job. This is a full-time job. It is, amen. Now, what Bishop is saying, praise God, amen. You on your off night, on your off days, and your off night, on the off weekend, amen. We supposed to not just say, well, I'm going to lay at home and lay in my bed, I get in my climbing chair. And just take it easy. Tell soul to take it easy. All help is your body. Amen. Because you got a full-time job here. Amen. So now, on the side, let's praise God. Then we all the breakaway, and now saying, well, that's my day that I'm off. I don't have to go to work. You're still on a work basis here. Amen. It's not you making, going on your job, making no money. Amen. But you are working for the God. You're on the battlefield and you're working for the Lord. And you shouldn't get tired of working for Him. Amen. Because you're overseer. Amen. Now watch this here now.